Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker, and it's time for Ask Ross. This is where we take your questions for Ross, and then the best question will win the KSN sweatshirt. If you want to submit a question for Ross, it's really easy. Just download our app, Keystone Sports, and you'll see the Ask Ross button, or you can email us at info@ksnsports.net. Ask Ross segment is brought to you by DraftKings. We all love a high-scoring NFL game, but at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point is scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score, you could win $100 in free bets. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and make sure you use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restricted supply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Ross, are you ready for our questions?
Yep, you know I love it.
All right, let's do it. Let's start with Steve in Huntington Valley. Recruiting question for you, Ross. I was looking forward to seeing Christian Driver and Mekhi Flowers line up at wide receivers. Flowers especially because he's got some decent size, and other than Malik Mega, we tend to be smaller at that position. What have you seen on their film, and how would you deploy them on the field?
So, I have not watched Christian Driver yet. I'm looking forward to doing our patented, often duplicated, never replicated series on the 2022 recruiting class, where I give them all a grade. And then at the end, Jim actually tells me how they stack up. Jim actually goes down the list and ranks them, because I just give them a grade based on watching them and what I think of them as players. So that's always a lot of fun. So I've not watched Christian Driver yet. I have watched Mekhi Flowers, and he is really interesting. Really, really interesting. You know, I've heard Franklin say, I think that maybe they're fighting over what side of the ball he goes to. And, you know, the thing is, what usually happens there is they go where the kid has the best chance to play early, or where they need him the most. So it might not even be my personal opinion of where I think he would be better that he ends up. It might end up being, you know, where Penn State needs him, or where they think he's got a better chance to actually get a chance to play sooner rather than later. So I think that needs to be said. I think that's important, because it's true. I mean, that's how it goes. That said, it seems to me, Jim, like guys that fall into that category usually end up on defense. And I say that because if they're debating between like offense or defense for a guy, the guy usually really wants to play offense. So if he was sold on that, he'd be playing offense. But I think Flowers is open to it, so I think he'll end up on defense. Because there's other guys that are like, nope, I'm a receiver. Although, I did see where Franklin said one time that he had to talk to Curtis Jacobs' family a lot because they kept thinking Curtis Jacobs was a wide receiver. They wanted Curtis Jacobs as a wide receiver. And they're like, no, you don't understand. Like, Curtis is what NFL teams are looking for at linebacker. He's going to be a terrific linebacker. And that's kind of what Mekhi Flowers reminds me of a little bit as well. I envision him playing safety and perhaps even growing into being that Curtis Jacobs type outside linebacker. So I would think he starts out as a safety, but they might even start him out as that outside linebacker because the Curtis Jacobs, because, you know, he might be 205 by the time he gets there, and those guys are playing out on the slot anyway. most of the time. So I think Mekhi Flowers becomes, you know, that Sam linebacker to the field like Jacobs played this year and ends up playing in space and being a nickel-type linebacker. That's my prediction.
It's interesting, and we're going to have him back on in our fourth quarter, our friend Eric Epler from Penn Live, who follows high school football very closely. He had said also he agrees with you, Mekhi Flowers, he pictures as a safety. All right, Ross, let's go to Lee in Mount Lebanon, who says, "Hi, Ross. I must echo Jim when he said you do a great job as the color analyst for football games." You know what, Ross? By the way, this is a great start by Lee. He compliments you, and he agrees with me.
It's a good way to get your question right on the air.
It sure is. Kudos to you, Lee. But he says, "Your love for knowledge of the game shines through. I've been fortunate enough to hear you doing high school, college, and professional games. I'm curious about what you like most about working games at each level, and if you have a favorite."
Oh, great question. And I know the answer. I've never been asked this before, but I know the answer right away, Jim. So at the high school level, I love the community feel. Now, in fairness, I really just do championship games, but I love the community feel, and I love how authentic and genuine it is and how important it is to everybody involved, right? Like, people don't, you know, NFL games are important, college football games are important. It's kind of like the SEC saying, though, the high school, like, state championship games, it just means more. Like, after the game, everybody's crying. You're crying because you won the state championship for your hometown, or you're crying because you came up short of your dream. I mean, I love the emotions of high school football. College football, it is the pageantry. College football, it is like the bands, the cheerleaders, the student body. You know, I do all the Army home games, so it's the cadets. It's the guys coming in on the parachutes. It's the Apache helicopters. College football, it is the energy and the pageantry. NFL, I like the, selfishly, it's the easiest for me as a broadcaster because I already know all the players. And the notes they give you are so good. You know, the commercials and everything just runs like clockwork. And the play on the field is at a really, really high level. That's the thing I like the most about the NFL. So there's really positive things about all three levels.
So you're not going to name a favorite. It sounds like you got highlights for each level. Let's go to Sam in Erie, who says, "Hey, Ross, happy holidays to you and the KSN gang. After the success in the portal last year, what positions do you think Franklin will target for the 22 season in the portal?"
Well, I think they've even said that they might take an O lineman every year in the portal, which makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, that is a developmental position. There's a lot of guys that you take out of high school and they just never develop. Whether it's their bodies or their technique, they never quite get where you're hoping that they will. Whereas you see a guy, FCS, Division II, or even Group of Five, or maybe even Power Five, that you can see on tape that they know what they're doing at the college level, and they can come in a la Eric Wilson and help the club add to the roster immediately. So I would think one or maybe two O linemen a year, I would think that they would end up getting Penn State. That's a big one. I think they'll probably end up getting quarterbacks. I think they'll get quarterbacks that perhaps know they're not going to start, but want to be a part of something like Penn State, you know, maybe for coaching reasons or for post-football reasons. So maybe you're a pretty good FCS quarterback and you want to take a chance that something happens to the starter. And then D-line, you know, because that's another developmental position where you want to have guys like Ebikadi and Tangelo that you know what they can do. You know they can play at a high level.
How about linebacker this coming year with the fact that both two starters, Brooks and Brandon Smith, are moving on? And already this past season, it didn't feel like they had a lot of depth. When players were out, you had Sutherland moving from safety. You had Licata essentially moving from defensive end to linebacker to fill in. You think they'll go there for the
great
through
call.
The portal?
Yeah, I think they probably will. I think it's a great call, Jim. I think, you know, we don't know what they have in Elsdon. We've seen some of catcher. But, yeah, I would expect them to bring in a linebacker too.
All right, let's go to Mike, our good friend Mike in Harrisburg. Ask, should pass interference be an automatic first down or a yardage penalty?
I'm not a fan of automatic first downs. I think it should just be yardage. The separate question there is whether I don't like when it's like a 3-yard penalty on 3rd and 12 and it's automatic first down. That bothers me. The separate question is whether it should be a spot foul like it is in the NFL or 15 yards. I think you can make reasonable arguments either way. Ultimately, I think 15 yards is probably the better way to go because there's some cheap pass interference penalties that get called in the NFL where it should not have been called pass interference or it's debatable and they get 30, 40 yards as a result. That bothers me. Because even if, you know, you don't know if the guy would have caught it even without the interference.
It seems rather incidental, the contact, versus the, oh no, I was beat badly, so I'm going to tackle the receiver because I might give up a touchdown. Could you ever see the day where there's two different levels of penalty?
Yes, I think that's a possibility, but they don't want the officials to have to try to judge that.
It would be a tough call. All right, that's it for Ask Ross. Stick around in quarter number 4. We're going to name our winner. Stay tuned. We all love a high-scoring NFL game, but at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.